U.S. officials were defending the country's record on racial justice at a special U.N. session in Geneva yesterday. The meeting was to oversee compliance with the U.N. Convention to Eliminate Racial Discrimination. The U.S. signed the convention in 1994. The committee wanted to know more about racial disparities in the U.S. criminal justice system and rollbacks in affirmative action programs. From Geneva, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The Committee on the Convention to Eliminate All Forms of Racial Discrimination made a bit of history this week. Never before had the United States submitted a report to a UN body on its race record. Independent experts from a host of countries probed the American delegation about racial injustice in the United States, where 36% of death row inmates are black. Speaking through an interpreter, Belgian committee member Marc Bossuet asked how a country that proclaims itself a guardian of human rights could so liberally apply the death penalty.
All human rights advocates are horrified by the scope of this ultimate penalty. It is difficult to understand that the American leaders do not realize the fact that the death penalty is not compatible with an advanced stage of civilization mindful of human rights.
U.S. officials were asked whether they'd consider a moratorium on the death penalty until flaws in its application could be corrected. Assistant Attorney General Ralph Boyd told the committee no and added,
"While the Justice Department's review of existing federal death penalty procedures produced no evidence of bias against racial or ethnic minorities, it did suggest that changes could be made to promote public confidence in the process's fairness and improve its efficiency."
The U.S. report acknowledges disparate treatment for minorities in drug crime sentencing, incidents of police brutality, and incarceration rates. Two-thirds of Americans in prison are black or Hispanic. Under the U.N. Race Convention, the existence of such numerical disparity is proof enough that racial discrimination exists. But under current interpretations of the U.S. Constitution, the Supreme Court requires a finding of intent to discriminate. Professor Vanilia Randall of the University of Dayton Law School says that the U.S. is to meet its international obligations under the convention. Effect, not intent, must be the standard.
I don't care where your heart is when you did that. I don't care where your mind was when you did that. I'm talking about how it impacts me. And so I'm looking at effect, pure and simple. And until we deal with effect, we won't deal with racial discrimination.
The Supreme Court has rolled back affirmative action and private rights of action to pursue alleged racial wrongs. However, the UN Convention on Race obliges states to take special measures to ensure that minorities are effectively integrated. The United States has opted out of that section. Barbara Arnwine of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law says the U.S. is violating the spirit, if not the letter, of the International Convention by failing to bring U.S. law in conformity with it.
I think the real problem for the U.S. is that we have not caught up with current international thought, that everybody has a great constitution in their viewpoint and from their vantage point. But every other country recognizes that supplementing that constitution with international accords helps their populations, gives them better rights.
The United States is just one of a number of countries being examined by the convention committee. Committee members praised the candor of the U.S. race report. But in their responses to questions, Justice Department officials often did little more than recite long-standing U.S. laws to combat racial discrimination. That left some on the committee wondering what the U.S. is actually doing to improve its race record. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Geneva.